Good morning, and welcome to the Genesis Land Development Corp. 2015 first quarter financial results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. The format of the call is a question-and-answer session for analysts and investors after a brief introduction by management. Media may monitor this call in a listen-only mode. They are free to quote any members of management, but are asked not to quote remarks from any participants without that participant's permission. If you would like to ask a question during the question-and-answer session, simply press the star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press the star followed by the 2. If anyone has any trouble hearing the conference, please lift the handset and press star 0 for operator assistance. I advise participants that this conference is being recorded today, May 15, 2015. This call is also being webcast and will be available on the company's website at www.genesisland.com. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Bruce Rudichuk, President and CEO of Genesis. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Joanna, and thank you to everyone for joining us today. With me are members of our management team, including Mr. Mark Scott, EVP and CFO, Mr. Rauf Mohammed, our Corporate Controller, and Mr. Virat Reddy, our Manager of Financial Reporting. Before we start, I'd like to remind listeners that certain statements made in this call are considered forward-looking in nature as outlined by securities regulations. Actual results may differ from expected future results due to various risk factors associated with our business. Accordingly, the forward-looking caveat contained in our May 14th news release is applicable to discussions and comments made during this call. I would refer you to the cautions appearing in our news release and in our annual and interim reports. Yesterday, we released our results for the first quarter of 2015, which were substantially below our results for the same quarter last year. This quarter's results were consistent with the overall weakness we're seeing in the Calgary real estate market. While our results were generally in line with our plan, there is no doubt that this is a weak quarter. The quarter did have some areas of strength, however, led primarily by improved performance in our home building business, especially considering the market conditions that are present early this year. As you know, the drop in oil prices accelerated in late 2014. We believe this decline caused consumers to reconsider major purchasing decisions, and this was particularly marked in the home building sector in early 2015, as potential home buyers waited for signals that the market may have stabilized. Compounding this, the first quarter is generally a less active quarter for our business. During the first quarter of 2015, home building revenue increased by 25% to $15.3 million from $12.3 million in 2014. Despite this, consolidated revenue decreased by 59% to $15.8 million. The decline in consolidated revenue was due to lower lot sales and the absence of development land sales compared to 2014. You may recall that in 2014, we sold our non-core Atchison property for $14 million at almost a nil margin. Consolidated gross margins increased to 30% this year compared to 21% for the same quarter last year. The margins in 2014 were lower primarily due to the nil margin Atchison sale and no comparative development land sales in for this quarter. As anticipated, financial requirements for the closing of the Southeast land acquisition contributed to lower cash flows from operation and higher debt during the first quarter of 2015. Loans and credit facilities decreased by $5.1 million, excluding the DT mortgage assumed as part of the purchase of the land sale or land acquisition. Overall loans and credit facilities increased to $51.2 million in Q1 2015 from $23.9 million at year-end, again due to the assumption of the BTB. We expect debt levels to further increase as land servicing activities are implemented later this year. This is consistent with our strategy to finance revenue-producing land with debt. Cash used in operating activities totaled $18.7 million compared to cash generated of $21.1 million in 2014. The two major components of the swing were, again, no development land sales during the first quarter of 2015, unlike the $14 million Atchison sale for the same quarter last year, and there was the $10 million of cash used to close the Southeast land acquisition in 2015 versus nil last year. We expect to generate positive cash flow for the remainder of 2015, strengthened by our return to a more conventional debt financing strategy. I'll now discuss some of the results in more detail and provide some insight on how we see 2015 unfolding. We saw improved results from our home building business, with revenues, gross margins, earnings, and homes sold up during the first quarter of 2015. Gross margins for the first quarter were higher at 16% compared to 12% in 2014 due to a combination of greater operating efficiencies and the delivery of homes that were contracted in early to mid-2014 when the housing market in Calgary was more robust. We expect gross margin percentage to decrease slightly during the year, reflecting a generally weaker market. Home sales increased slightly in the first quarter to 32 compared to 27 last year. A combination of factors contributed to a substantial reduction in new home orders from 95 in the first quarter of 2014 to only 19 this quarter. Slower market conditions during early 2015 and the release of affordably priced entry-level product in the newly developed phases in 2014's rising market led to this decline. From March onwards, there has been an improvement in market conditions, as seen by an increase in buyer traffic and sales volume. Despite the slow start to the year, we continue to retain our target of 200 home sales for 2015. Further, we expect sales to improve over the second quarter due to the release of our new phase in Airdrie, Bayside Pier 11. We have 118 lots available that combine single-family homes that back onto the canal and green space and include some that are on paved lanes. We moved into our new show home in May 6th and have scheduled a grand opening for June 6th, and we're pleased with the increased traffic to date. In Bayside, we've kept all the lots available for our home building business instead of releasing some to other builders, thus allowing to capture the revenue streams from both land development and home building. In this new phase, we're also implementing improvements to our home building process, in providing efficiencies and the ability to ramp up sales quickly with increased market demand. We believe that our new building process will provide us with a bit of a competitive advantage versus smaller builders. The process involves building homes sequentially and utilizing prefabricated construction for foundations and framing. Foundations are built to our specifications and factory cured, allowing more consistent cement strength, as curing is not subject to variable Alberta weather. Using prefabricated materials can save weeks in terms of building times, allowing us to release the final product quicker to the homeowner. And thirdly, building homes sequentially keeps our trades on site and provides better site efficiencies. We'll have a better understanding of the value of this new process as we develop this community. Our land development business experienced lower revenue and profitability during the first quarter of 2015, but higher gross margins of 52% compared to 24% in 2014. Again, as noted, the increase in gross margins is largely due to the Atchison sale mentioned earlier. We experienced weaker than normal revenue in the land segment due to market downturn and the timing of release for sale of new development phases. On January 6th, we acquired the 350-acre parcel of spectacular development land along the Bow River Valley in southeast Calgary, near the Calgary Self-Health Campus. We expect to build approximately 2,100 homes in this unique planned community in one of the most sought-after regions in Calgary. Moving forward, the decline in crude oil prices may have halted and has shown signs of stabilizing since the beginning of 2015. This seems to have bolstered consumer confidence, and since March, there has been an increase in home buyer traffic and a return to near-normal pace of sales. This provides encouragement for our home building business. And with approximately two-thirds of our expected home building sales being firm sales coming into the year, we have a strong base of committed revenue, realizing almost 70% of our target 200 sales for 2015. Our future results will no doubt be dependent on changes to the economy and more specifically to the oil and gas industry in Alberta during the second half of the year. Throughout this environment, we continue to implement our strategic plan to further strengthen the company and adjust for fluctuations in the market as they occur. Our current financial strength is a direct result of the execution of our plan, which among other things has a focus on prudently managing debt to enable Genesis to withstand market disruptions, consider shareholder distributions, and pursue opportunistic investments as appropriate. In closing, I'd like to thank you for your attention today, your support, and your continued belief in the potential for our company. I look forward to reporting on our accomplishments as the year progresses. At this time, I'd like to open the call to questions from the investment community. Our team will be pleased to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, should you have any questions, please press the star followed by the one on your touch-tone phone. There appear to be no questions at this time. You may continue.
I'd like to thank you for attending today's call, and we look forward to reporting on our progress as we move throughout the year. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes your conference call for today. We thank you for participating, and we ask that you please disconnect your lines.